This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti met with Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today to stake claim to form a government. BJP senior leader Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena leader and caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, and NCP's Ajit Pawar, along with BJP's central observers Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani, met the governor. They submitted a letter signed by a total of 237 MLAs of the Mahayuti. Addressing the media after meeting the governor, Devendra Fadnavis informed that the decision regarding the names of those who would be sworn in, other than himself, would be finalized by the evening. Earlier today, the name of Mr. Fadnavis was finalized by the Bharatiya Janata Party's core committee meeting in Mumbai. In Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place in Ranchi tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office and secrecy to 11 ministers at Raj Bhavan. JMM will have 6 ministers, Congress 4, and there will be 1 minister from the RJD. Hemant Soren had taken oath as the 4th time chief minister of Jharkhand on the 28th of last month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha today on the recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jayashankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management. The government has said that 60 districts have been freed from the menace of left-wing extremism or LWE in the country during the last 5 years. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said that following the resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address LWE, the scenario has improved significantly both in terms of reduced violence and constriction of its geographical spread. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Boilers Bill 2024. It repeals the Boilers Act 1923. The bill will enhance safety as specific provisions have been made in the bill to ensure the safety of persons working inside a boiler and the repair of boilers undertaken by qualified and competent persons. Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary has said that the government is ready to talk with farmers and the doors are open for them. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Chaudhary said the farmers should share their problems and the government will look for ways to solve them. The Central Bureau of Investigation CBI today conducted searches at 10 locations in Delhi and surrounding areas in connection with cyber fraud case involving financial frauds of around 117 crore rupees. According to the CBI, the investigation has so far revealed that fraudsters operating from overseas use digital platforms such as websites, WhatsApp and Telegram to target victims in India. They lure individuals through part-time job scams, task-based frauds and promises of high returns on initial investments. In South Korea, lawmakers of the opposition coalition today moved a motion in the parliament to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after his shocking imposition of martial law that brought thousands of protesters to the streets. President Yoon declared martial law yesterday, leading to widespread criticism and comparisons to South Korea's past dictatorships. After facing strong backlash, Yoon reversed his decision within 6 hours. Kim Yong-min, a member of the opposition Democratic Party, said the impeachment vote could happen as soon as Friday. 6 political parties support the motion. In hockey, India will face Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman at 8:30 this evening. Defending champions India, unbeaten in the tournament, are aiming for their 5th title and a 3rd consecutive victory in this event. Domestic benchmark equity indices today extended their winning streak for the 4th consecutive session. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 110 points to close at 80,956 and the NSE Nifty 50 ended nearly flat, marginally up by 10 points to settle at 24,467. And ISRO has rescheduled the launch of PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission due to an anomaly detected in the Proba 3 spacecraft. The launch is now scheduled for 16-12 hours tomorrow. ISRO made the announcement on its X handle today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.